Welcome to the Weekly Check-In Podcast. I'm your host, Amelia Mazur, the podcast where everything goes. Are you having a rough day? Do you need a 15-minute break from the world? Do you need a shoulder to cry on? The Weekly Check-In is the place to be. No judgments, open conversation, and hopefully a few laughs in between.
Welcome back to the Weekly Check-In Podcast. It has been a solid, 8 months since I have even remotely talked on the podcast. This is gonna be a bit of a longer one. I want to kind of dive deep into why I disappeared off the face of the world, and then I kind of tried to reappear and it just didn't work. It was not a good time. And I kind of want to dive deep into the real stuff that's going on in the world instead of pretending to be like, yeah, everything's fine. Let's talk about, the new movies that came out or whatever, but really get into the nitty gritty of how I'm feeling and how other people in the world are feeling. So this is kind of a catch up in life episode and kind of personal, talking about myself and kind of breaking the barrier of yeah, I'm a podcast host, everything's fine, everything's cool, and the reality is that it might not necessarily be fantastic and cool. So sit back or sit up, whatever you're comfortable with, grab a snack, drink some water. If you're listening to this while you're working out, go kill that workout. But yeah, I'm gonna get into it. Okay, so it is, as of today, it is Wednesday, September 4th. Today is also my brother's birthday. While I'm posting this and while I'm recording this, the other part of today is that it is in September, which means it's the fall, which is one of my favorite seasons to be in. And yeah, this is really weird. I'm gonna stutter a lot, and I don't take things out of clips because I don't believe in that. I don't really think that taking raw, real emotion out of clips makes sense. So I'm really anxious while I'm recording this. I'm sitting here looking at my computer screen and talking into my phone because I record on my phone right now. I haven't gotten a camera set up or anything, but I'm talking into my phone and I'm I don't know, I'm talking to my best friend, I'm talking to a stranger, I'm talking to someone across the world, I'm talking about someone down the street, but I wanted to come back and talk about where life has taken me and a lot of people. The past 8 months has kind of been a whirlwind. My last episode went up in December and I disappeared. I went through a whole mental health change. I'm taking medication for my depression now. I've kind of gotten my anxiety and panic attacks under control. I've went through a massive injury that really rocked me mentally, and I want to talk about it. So I'm going to stop saying I'm going to talk about it and actually talk about it. So let's rewind to December. December, I was working in a job that I thought I loved. I really thought that I loved my job, and I did. I loved my coworkers. I loved what I was doing because I was in the medical field, and then I just burnt out in the span of 9-10 months being there. So in December we had a bit of a break because it was a bit slower there, and I kind of started shifting mentally. I was managing a dance studio, and then I left there because I had a health scare. I ended up having essentially a cardiac event, meaning I had something happen with my heart, and it really screwed with me mentally. I did not know where I wanted to go, and that's what I've been working on over the past 8 months, is kind of hey, what do you actually want to do with your life? Are you doing things for yourself, or are you doing things for other people? And I don't know if you can relate to that, but I feel we all kind of wish to do things to make ourselves happy, but then we also end up making other people happy. I realized that was extremely damaging, and I absolutely hated it, and I loved my job. I loved what I did. I was going to school for it. I'm now going to have my certificate in it, being a medical office assistant, but I just didn't love it anymore. I just fell out of love with it, and my biggest thing in my life is that I get so invested into things, and then I stopped loving it, and I thought it was something wrong with me, so I kept sticking it out, and then it really started, like, screwing with my mental health. Like, okay, Amelia, you're waking up, and you're exhausted. Like, you are going to work, and you're coming home, and all you want to do is sleep. Like, it did nothing for me. And it, again, it had nothing to do with the place that I was at. It just had everything to do with my mental health. So I ended up leaving there recently, actually, just about a month and a bit ago. And it made me really sad, but I needed to take some time for my mental health. So I got help. I talked about it with people. I read books on things. Like, I just really took a little bit of time to breathe. And then I found this opportunity to go work somewhere, and it just didn't work out. So unfortunately, I ended up leaving there quite quickly. I have nothing but good things to say about people, but it just didn't work for me. It wasn't working. It just didn't fit. So I'm now here on Wednesday, September 4th. Recording a podcast in my basement and talking about it. So that's kind of like the fast track version. And there's things in between and bits that have happened. Like, I have a dog. She just turned one. September 1st was her birthday. And her name is Nala. And she is one of my favorite things about my day. Even when she wakes me and my partner up at 4:30, 5:30 in the morning. She's actually sleeping on the couch while I'm recording this, which is kind of funny. And I've been enjoying time with her and really trying to, like, center myself and ground myself, because I've been all over the place, and I feel sometimes like my brain is all over the place and that I'm not doing enough, and then I'm doing too much. And then I realized that I have imposter syndrome, and now you're gonna hear my keyboard typing in the background. So to anyone who kind of likes, you know, keyboard sounds, there you go. But I realized through getting help and stuff like that I have a very bad case of imposter syndrome. Now, this isn't something like you diagnose, but like, this is something that I realized, is that I doubt my own skills, like the things that I can do, because of like deep-rooted issues with like feeling like I'm not good enough, being a girl, and not being, and these are like old things that I'm kind of working through and things I'm currently trying to get over, but like, I don't look a certain way, I'm a rugby player, I don't run the fastest, I don't do all these like different types of things. And I really started like doubting myself, which is what led to my mental health break. And over the past 8 months, like, really struggling with my mental health and not being completely upfront and honest about it. And this podcast, when I first made it, was like my reality check. Like, hey, let's talk about real things. And then I hid away from that because it got too real for me. My brain freaked out and went, no, no one wants to hear you. No one cares. Like, it doesn't matter. And over the past 8 months, I've really worked through that. To be like, okay, but I had 50 people message me when I first started and going, I'm so proud of you. This sounds so great. People giving me kind of tips and things to work on. And I truly am grateful that I spent the last 8 months struggling. And that might sound really, really weird to some people, but like, struggle is the only way to get better. It's like when people have super high expectations of themselves. Like, say that you're in school right now, you're in high school, university, college, you're doing your master's, your bachelor's, whatever you're doing, and you have these like ridiculously high standards for yourself. Yes, have standards for yourself, but understand you're gonna fail. You're gonna screw up. You're gonna not do something right, or you're not gonna do something to the 100% that you thought it was, but it's the 100% of what you have in that current moment. You've done what you can in that moment, and now you need to learn. That is how you grow, by failing, by learning, by doing, and setting unreasonable expectations on myself and having ridiculous standards that even I couldn't meet made no sense. And then it reflected into my relationships. I was expecting myself to do everything for everyone and being on all the time, and then I burnt out, and led me to where I am. I really doused relationships in like gasoline and then lit it on fire because I couldn't even stand myself. I didn't like myself. I didn't like anything about myself. I didn't like my appearance. I didn't like what I was doing in school. I didn't like, you know, anything, like, to the point that, like, I didn't even like my hair color. Like, I was so, like, mean to myself that I was like, why are you blonde? Just go back to being brunette. And I was like, oh my God, Amelia. So if anyone feels that way, please understand that you are going through a growth phase and struggling, and it is okay to struggle. That is my whole point to that little rant, was like, yes, I doubt myself, but it came from deeper rooted things that I wasn't looking at and really just didn't sit with myself. And I was like, yeah, I'm getting better, everything's fine. But I wasn't actually working through things. I was just putting a mask on for people. So don't do that. And if you are, I understand where you're coming from. But when you have people who genuinely care about you and want you around, they're gonna tell you, hey, what's going on? They're gonna ask you, hey, like, is there any way I can help? Is there anything I can do? And eventually you're going to have to let up and stop playing the, oh, well, everything's fine game. Like, no, not everything is fine. So don't do that. Let's get over doing that. Let's not pretend that everything's fine when it isn't. And let's admit to, hey, I'm struggling, and reach out for help. And I know that it's scary. Okay, it's intimidating to go to people and go, hey, I'm not 100%. Like, I'm doubting this. I'm not really sure. But when you surround yourself with the right people, it gets easier. And that's something I had to learn, was I didn't surround myself with the people who were supporting me. And I've lost people who do support me. In the past 8 months, I've had relationships end, relationships mend. But when you have the right circle, your ability to grow becomes like exponentially easier, because you don't have someone telling you, hey, you could do this. No, you have someone on your ass saying, hey, you should do this. You should be taking care of yourself. How can I help you get there? How can I help you get better? And it's okay to ask people to do that, because that means that you're setting a precedent for the people in your life to say, hey, I want you on top of me. Not in that way, but like, I want you to be on top of the things that I'm doing, if that makes sense. Like, ask about my day. Ask about what I'm doing. Check in with me. Like, people can't help you if you don't explain to them how to help you. And it doesn't have to be like grandiose, like, I need you to pay for my therapy, I need to do XYZ, which you can ask for as a resource to help you. But like, even the little things, like sending you a text message at lunch, hey, how is the first half of your day? And just be like, this is what I need. This is the kind of support that I would really appreciate. And then in turn, when they're able to do that for you, you can do the same for them. Because everything connects. How you as a person are and how you interact with yourself is how you're going to connect people. So for me, I connect with having really deep, meaningful relationships. I don't like surface level relationships, and I don't know how many people can relate to that. But again, I'm pulling up stuff on my computer, so you're going to hear typing. It comes down to your love languages. There are so many different ways to explain the human mind, and there's so many things that I'm going to talk about in these future episodes that I really am excited to talk about. But how you love yourself and how you treat yourself is how you're going to treat other people. So for me personally, and again, I told you this would be a very personal episode, so I'm opening up. My love language is a lot of things, like it's a mix of things, but it's quality time. I want to spend a quality half an hour with someone. So say my teammates on my rugby team, I go, hey girls, do you guys want to come out for ice cream, or do you guys want to go for coffee? And just being present, not being on my phone, actually engaging in conversation, asking how they are, like having those deep, meaningful conversations is how I connect to people. And some people aren't like that. Some people like the more easy, hey, how's your day? How's it going? Easy flow conversations. Whereas people like me, who think more psychologically, emotionally, have the desire to connect, I'm like, tell me about your day. Tell me what's going on. You know, do you need to vent? Do you need a hug? Like, that's my instinct and my love language. So when I say set a precedent for people and how they treat you, show them who you are genuinely. Don't hide behind a mask and say, okay, this is who I am, and put a front up, because then that's not genuine. That's not who you are. I'm a very loving, caring human being. I love all of my friends and family so deeply. Like, for me, I always say to people that my rugby team is my family. Those are the people that I know. If I called them at 2 o'clock in the morning, yeah, they might be a little bit grouchy that I woke them up, but they would answer the phone and be there for me. Or if through what I experienced through my injury, which I'm going to get into after this, they were there for me and are still there for me, right? And similar to my family, I connect with people in my family deeply as long as they reciprocate. So when you talk about how you treat yourself, you need to ask people to reciprocate your love language back to you, or reciprocate in how they understand how to love. And that's a whole other, you know, conversation. But when you have friendships and dynamics and family and that type of stuff, you really have to work at it. It's almost like working a muscle. Relationships, you need to work on them and constantly talk with them and flow with them and understand how other people work, not just yourself. You have to look at yourself and how you want to be loved, but then also ask people how they want to be loved and how they want to be appreciated. And then it's a back and forth type of thing. So that's kind of like my little ramble for part two of this. But I want to get into kind of where I'm at now and what's led to me coming back here. So we've talked about, you know, leading up to this point. Now this is where I'm at now. So in June of this year, I was out in Brandon, Manitoba, and had a rugby game. Was actually playing really well, like I felt like I was improving and really contributing to the game and was really just trying to tough through things. I had had like issues in my ankle, like just like the tendons like weren't sitting right, and like muscle and that type of stuff and ligaments, and I taped my leg and I was ready to play, and I told my coach, okay, yep, put me in, whatever. And then I came off, and then I went to take my tape off and I went back on. And I had a gut feeling that morning that something was going to happen. And I didn't think to me, I just was like, oh, somebody might get injured, because rugby tends to be physical. Like, it's the nature of the game. But then we were playing the game. I got the phase of the ball, meaning the ball went to me. I went for a run, and everything in my life kind of turned on its axis in that moment. I had a dislocation in my ankle. I had 3 fractures from my knee down, and I had severed tendons. And I laid on the field in excruciating pain, and it screwed with my brain. It still is right now. Like, we're 2 months post-injury, 2 months post my surgery, and it really does screw with me. I'm like, wow, like, life can really turn on its head that quickly. And I knew that that could happen because I've experienced things in my life that have turned my life on an axis multiple times. But this was one of those moments that I'm like, oh, one of the things that makes me the happiest almost got taken away. So I'm very grateful to have worked in the medical field when this happened, and to have an amazing set of nurses, doctors, surgeons, who took extremely good care of me everywhere from Brandon to Winnipeg to the different clinics I was at to the hospital. I am very, very grateful. So I was injured on the Saturday. I was in Brandon. I had amazing teammates who stayed with me, and then went home and waited 72 hours for surgery. Had surgery in Winnipeg, like at home, and then was told, Kate, you now have 2 metal plates, 8 screws in your leg. And I'm like, okay, cool. I have metal in my leg. My leg is supported by metal. And you think about, like, the human body, how it's bone, right? And then you're like, wow, there's, like, a foreign object in my body, which sounds horrible. But, like, it is. There is a foreign entity in my body. And the first 2 weeks were excruciating. The first week itself was actually going to be the week off that I took for my mental health. Ended up being a week off with injured leg. So I got surgery on the Wednesday, and I went back to work on the Tuesday because I was going crazy, which was not the best decision in the world, going back to work that soon. But, you know, this is the economy we live in, and unfortunately, you know, some people can't take time off, and I am one of those people. But yeah, so I didn't actually give myself time to really process the injury, like, fully, like, understand what had happened. Like, yes, I'm injured. Yes, my ankle was rotated 180 degrees the other way. I have fractures in my leg, but that didn't process for me. I'm like, okay, I got injured, now what? I didn't actually sit with how I felt, and I was genuinely ignoring it, and then probably in the past 3 or 4 weeks, I've really finally accepted, like, hey, you now have metal inside your body that is keeping yourself going. You have had surgery, which has slowed down your rugby season, which destroyed me, I think, the most, because I felt like I was really growing this season as a rugby player. And I realized that this is part of my journey. This is my process. This is what was meant to happen. And now I come back stronger. So it really rocked me. But then I'm looking at it now, like I said, we're on September 4th, and I'm looking at it like, okay, our finals are in a couple of weeks. I'm finally able to walk. I can kind of jog a little bit, like sprinting, not going to happen for a while, but I can finally move. Like, I can finally be present with taking my dog for a walk. I can finally do the simple things, like stand up and cook for half an hour instead of needing to sit on a chair and chop onions or potatoes, and then, you know, really be able to function again. And I'm not 100%, and it's gonna take me a while. It really is. But I'm very grateful that it wasn't worse than it was. And I can't sit here and say that it didn't suck and that it doesn't suck, because it does. It royally sucks. But it's also one of the best things that's ever happened to me, because it put into perspective how much I took for granted. And that is why I've come back to the podcast, is I looked at my life and I went, I don't like where I'm at. I don't like what I'm doing. It doesn't make me happy. It's not fulfilling. It isn't supporting my dreams and my ambitions. So what do I need to do? And I really sat with myself and dug deep, like really deep into some core parts of my brain and my emotions. And I sat with them like, okay, I know what I want to do. I know that I want to make an impact in the mental health space. I want to be a part of discussions for, you know, youth mental health. I want to research more on how to be more supportive of people and myself who have mental health struggles, and the signs and the awareness, and really dig into the empathetic part of my brain and find ways to share it without burning myself out. So will I go back to patient care? Because I was a medical office assistant. I don't know. I'm not ready to go back, because it is extremely draining for me to have so many emotionally charged interactions. And I know that I could kind of put a wall up and, you know, not connect with people, but that's just not how I am. I can't have the phony BS conversations and pretend that I care when I don't, or, you know, pretend that I'm not emotional when I'm not. Like, I think that being genuine is one of the coolest things about being your own self. And so if me being genuine means I need to find a job that works within who I am, then I'm happy to do that. And I'm happy to wait to find that place. For now, going to go work in industries that I have worked in before, whether that is in the food industry, whether that is working as a receptionist, whatever. I want to go to a job where I can work and I can make money, but I can also have time to be myself, where my genuine interactions are real and they're not forced. And sure, every job, every occupation, every interaction isn't going to be the most genuine, but I don't want to limit the amount of genuine interactions I have a day. I hope that kind of makes sense, which I think it does. But so that's led me to today. And I am sitting here editing the podcast. My puppy is snoring on the couch beside me. And I want this to be one of those moments, and I'm going to make it one of these moments, where I say I'm proud of myself and don't expect someone to say, oh, Amelia, I'm proud of you, great job. But appreciate those things. Appreciate when someone says, hey, I'm proud of you, you did great, I'm so glad that you've come back. Or whatever it is. Or be proud of the criticism I get. Hey, you stutter a lot in your episodes. Or, hey, you could have worded this better. Taking those things and taking them as a blessing and as being grateful for it, and not looking at at it from kind of a tainted view or a glass half empty, realizing that I am a glass half full type of gal. And yes, sometimes my depression and anxiety gets in the way of that, but even on my hard days, I know that the hard days will come to an end. I know that there will be another sunrise, and I know there will be another sunset, but I don't take it for granted. I know that my hard days, I have to accept that it's hard, and I have to really be compassionate and understanding and empathetic to myself, because that's what I would give to someone else. So that's kind of the last thing I want to end with talking about where I'm at now, is being who you are to yourself before who you are to someone else. If you are not happy with who you are, and now I'm not talking like the physical things, like I'm going to get into a whole episode about weight and, you know, appearance and that type of stuff, but who you are as a being, like to the core, your personality, how you treat other people, how you give to other people, all those types of things. If you're not happy with that, then that's what you need to change. I don't care about the appearance. I don't care if your hair is always done. I don't care if your makeup to the nines. I don't care if you wear a suit and tie every day. The reality of it is if you're not happy with who you are, you cannot be happy with other people and appreciate the company of other people. So give back to yourself. Take time for yourself. Realize who you are. And realize that your worth is not defined by anyone but yourself. There is no one thing, one person that will define your worth. Your worth is your choice. So if you don't feel like you're worth it, then I would encourage you to look at yourself and tell yourself that you are, even if you don't believe it, because as time goes on and you really look at yourself and start to work on things, you will begin to believe that you are worth it. Whether you're worth the time, worth the emotional support, worth, you know, the money in a profession, all those types of things, you have to believe you're worth it. And that is something that I think in this time in the world is really hard, because there's so many things going on, there's so many issues, there's so many outside sources of things. Yes, you know, we can give all we want and care all we want and do all we want, but if we're not taking care of ourselves, the rest of it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, you're living in your own brain. You're living in your body 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So don't sell yourself short. That is my biggest thing, is have some faith in yourself. Know that you're worth it, and don't sell yourself short. Yeah, you know what? You are really awesome for doing that extra course and taking those extra 3 weeks to do something. Or, yeah, you know what? It was worth it asking for that extension for your project at work to be, you know, 7% better than you thought it was going to be. Or, yeah, you know what? It's okay to take time to heal the injury, because the sport will be there. I'm learning that. Yes, I can take time to heal. Yes, you can take time for yourself, and the world will keep turning, but if you don't keep taking care of yourself, you won't be here to notice that world and to appreciate the world around you. So there's my deep level of talking. There's also going to be a rebrand with me coming back. I'm editing the cover of my podcast. I have a very good friend of mine. She's doing the graphics for me, and I appreciate her and I love her for it. I'm also creating a YouTube channel, and I would really appreciate when that does come up. I will link it in the bios of my Instagram for the podcast, and also on my regular podcast host feed, and also on Spotify and all those types of things. So take the time. I'd really appreciate it when it does come out, if you could also go look over there. I'm still going to record the audio here, but I'm also going to put a face to this, because I know that people love face-to-face interaction, even if it's through a screen, and it really helps put a personal aspect to it. Yes, my voice, I'm sure, is personal enough, but I think sometimes we forget that connecting through a screen and hearing a voice is very different. And if there's any podcast kind of topics that you want to talk about, I'd be happy to, you know, bring those up and all that type of stuff. But I'm not going to give hints to what's upcoming, because I kind of, like I said, I'm a scatterbrain, so it's going to change from time to time. But I really want the emphasis of the next 4 months of this podcast releasing every Wednesday, and an extra video on the first of every month going forward. that we are growing, and growth is good, and there's all different types of growth. So I want to hit on those points and really dive into that and, you know, have some fun. So if you're down for that and you've been here the whole episode, I appreciate you. Thank you for being here. I'm going to cue the outro for the podcast, but I will be back next Wednesday. So remember, drink your water, do something that makes you happy, and have a great day. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Like I said, I will be uploading an episode every Wednesday going forward. And also there will be a extra episode on the first of every month, kind of to tie in the themes of what's going to come up in the podcast, and also just something a little bit extra here and there. If there are any topics you want to hear, anything that you liked in the podcast, anything that you didn't, feel free to leave a review, leave a comment once the YouTube is up and running. I will have everything tagged in every description wherever you're listening from. I'll have the Instagram. I will have all the episodes up and there to listen to if you ever want to go back and listen to episode 1 through wherever you are right now. Otherwise than that, I hope you have a great day. Remember to drink your water. Remember to do something that makes you happy. And I hope you have a fantastic day.